This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Recently, I visited a very strange little house. It's a simple, rough lumber frame, about 10 feet by 10 feet, but it's in the middle of an art gallery on the Upper East Side of Manhattan.
Is one supposed to go inside or not?
I guess
not.
This actually should remain closed, and I will take you inside.
I won't tell.
You're supposed to view it from whatever openings there are, are all around, and I will take you inside.
The creator of this little house is Ida Applebrug. She walks with a cane but looks nowhere close to her age, which is 80. She's covered the outside and inside of this wooden structure with drawings of genitals, her own genitals. Parents and sensitive listeners, heads up, we're going to be talking about female genitalia in this segment a lot. Applebrug's images are simple, realistic, and unromantic, but printed on large sheets of vellum as she's done, they look like sketches from the Renaissance. She made the original drawings decades ago when she was 40 years old, and she stumbled on them one day recently, moving things around in her basement.
I had actually forgotten that I had done that. I did in 1969. And it was like one of the most shocking things that happened to me in my lifetime. It's like you open up a drawer that when you were a child, that you had certain secret things, and you open the drawer and you find something that was obviously, you know, very important to you at the time and totally erased from your memory.
Did it take you back?
Oh, yes. I remembered. It was a time in 69, and we were so full of activism in Vietnam and...
Feminism.
I was
the verge of the feminist
exactly,
moment.
Exactly, yeah. But I was being radicalized, but never had an understanding that that's what was happening to me. And I had four children, and, you know, anyone who's ever been a mother knows that the place of sanctuary, of just having some very quiet time, is to go into the bathroom, say you're taking a bath. And I do drawing all the time. It's like instant coffee. I just love drawing, and it just comes out all the time. So I sat in the bathroom floor in front of a full-length mirror, and I just did these drawings of my vagina, and I did 150 or 60 of them.
That you'd made over days, weeks, months?
Maybe a month or two.
You'd put them away, and that was that?
That was that.
Artists have always drawn nude women. But what Applebrug was doing here, this careful and graphic inspection by a female artist of her own body in middle age, was something very new 40 years ago. She said that at the time she was clinically depressed. Yet, as it turned out, this was the beginning of four prolific decades of drawings and paintings and sculpture about the relations between women and men.
I think for a lot of artists, there are certain points in their lives where they just... things pour out.
But do you think, I mean, it's one thing to draw a nude, but to draw your own vagina 150 times, there's a certain interesting, I don't want to say obsessiveness, but
yes.
You kept doing it.
Frankly, I'm a compulsive obsessive. I mean, that's sort of my life, and that's the way I work.
Did you imagine at the time, oh, maybe I'll show these?
Good God, no. That's the last thing I would have thought of.
There are places where this would cause a ruckus.
More than a ruckus.
And you are this distinguished, lovely, older person, so that probably would reduce any ruckus that was going to be caused.
I really don't care. I mean, that's the kind of thing you're saying this to me. And my feeling is, you know, I might be this older, and if you say lovely, I'll accept that. But this older person, frankly, I really am still, you know, 13 in my head.
Right.
I'm still sort of jumping the fences and doing everything else.
Yeah, yeah. Although, don't you think that that people, to the degree they know who you are and your age, would react differently to this work than if you were just some 30-year-old woman?
Some young, sweet thing, right.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I was 39,
right.
Almost 40. Well, considering whether the young, sweet thing would be from today, then she's already coming loaded. So, you know, is it exploitation, sensationalism?
Because of the last 40 years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when I look at these, it was done with the most naivete. It was really, I know my work generally has been considered not very pretty. It's not sunsets and it's not seascapes. And I've been asked a lot why my work is so violent. And in a way, it's just the way I see things, I see the world, that's what I live in. And in a way, that was my life at that time.
Well, and, you know, these images to me seem charming.
I absolutely agree. I think they're light and they're very sort of Asian-looking in terms of the way they're presented. I mean, that was sort of a wonderful accident at the end that I ended up with this.
Although Applebrug started her career late, she wanted to be an artist from a very early age. She grew up in the 1930s in a strict Orthodox Jewish household in the Bronx, the child of Polish immigrants.
They came from the shtetl, and I really mean from the shtetl, and to be able to accommodate to the American way, the New York way, was difficult.
Do you remember, was there a moment as a young person when you thought, I think I want to be some kind of artist?
It was interesting. The first time I knew I was an artist is I was 5 years old, and I asked my father if he would draw something for me. And he drew a stick figure. And I knew at that point I was an artist, and I could do something better than he could do.
Wow, that's fraught. Not only are you an artist, but you can outdo your dad.
Absolutely.
And so was pursuing art and all this something your parents tried to turn you away from?
That's a joke. My father wanted me to pull out of school in high school because I had enough education.
You grew up in Afghanistan.
Well, let me tell you, they were the only Jewish parents in the entire world or entire history that didn't want their children to pursue an education. That's the best I can tell you.
But you studied graphic arts, though.
Well, what happened was at a certain point, I was graduating high school, and I didn't have a clue, except that my father wanted me to go work for him. He was a furrier, and he wanted me to do regular secretarial things, but also I had to model in the showroom, model the fur coats, and then these little old men would come, and they'd put their hands up and down the lapels and feel me up at the same time. And it was horrifying to me.
And how old were you?
At that time, I was about 16, 17. Yeah. I had met my husband when I was 15, he was 17. We were neighborhood kids. I remember Gideon and I were walking in the park, Claremont Park, and he said, you know, we have to sit down, we have to talk about something. You can't work for your father. You can't do this. I said, well, what else am I going to do? I want to be an artist, but I can't be an artist. And he ripped into me, and I listened, and I heard for the first time the idea that I did have to take what my father was offering me.
It would take until the 1970s and 80s, when she was in her 40s and 50s, for the art world to discover Ida Applebrug, and she became one of the key figures in feminist art. In 1998, at age 69, she won a MacArthur Genius Grant. Today, these drawings of her body strike me as bookends of the whole feminist art trajectory. From a woman sitting alone on her bathroom floor drawing portraits of her vagina in 1969, to this uncontroversial, lovely exhibit in a handsome gallery on one of the fanciest city blocks in America.
In some ways, your life as an artist, of studying at 35, and then you get a Guggenheim at 50, whatever, and a MacArthur grant and all that, there's something heartening to everyone of a certain age to think, you know, it's never too late, I guess.
Oh, I agree. I agree. It's just that I never saw it for myself as it's never too late. Because as I told you, in my mind, I'm still a 13-year-old kid.
Yes.
At 80, I'm still jumping over the fences.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking.
My pleasure.
You can see some pictures of Ida Applebrug and her art installation called Mona Lisa at studio360.org. Life is too short to have sorrow. You may be here today and gone tomorrow. You might as well.